Yesterday morning, I awoke very early, just right before dawn, in that liminal space between the darkness and the light. It's not quite dark, it's not quite light, and the city is strangely silent. It was very peaceful and quiet. And I laid there and listened as the birds began to awaken too, and listened to their greeting and their song of a new day that started out very silently, almost imperceptible, and then became very loud and joyous. I felt immensely grateful. I felt appreciative of my week. My stress came to be gone, and I felt interconnected to all that is great and small. But the world becomes a different place once you're fully awake and your feet hit the ground and you enter into that place of appreciation. A day that begins with our best intentions can suddenly careen out of control and put an end to our state of contentment. For instance, the traffic ticket that I received yesterday totally took away my sense of contentment. And I would like to say that I feel I did not deserve it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And according to the Gospel of Jesus, there are five commandments. The first, abide in my love. The second, love one another as you have loved me. For there is no greater love than to lie down your love for your friend. Third, love your enemies. Fourth, love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And the fifth is to love God with the whole of your being. These commandments are love. We must recall each day. And they're perfect as we to use as a mantra or a prayer of thanksgiving as we begin and bless our day. They're the key to set our intentions and our motivations, the key that opens and informs our interactions with everyone that we meet. If we're not aware, we may unconsciously act out of fear and doubt and insecurity. And what happens when we act from that place of unconsciousness? There are certain prayers and meditations that we can say that really set our heart's best intention. May the words of my mouth and the dedications of my heart serve you, O God. May my heart freely offer kindness and forgiveness. May each of my actions today be a living prayer. May I remember my breath and center my intent on every difficulty that I encounter. May I take time to know and tell my family and friends that I love them. And may I not take things personally. And that's what today's reading reminds us, is to not act simply out of habit and out of fear. But Jesus reminds us to answer to that call that is greater than ourselves. Jesus calls the disciples and us to respond to that deeper spirit of truth. I will not leave you orphaned. I will not abandon you. I will not leave you. For my love abides with you. My love is with you and within you. And it's as simple as that. Thursday evening, I was very fortunate to hear Mary Oliver. She was in San Rafael. And it was so precious to hear her read and see her read from her many books of poetry. Her words artfully connect to the natural world and what is spiritual, and awaken us to the gratitude and holiness of life, and awakens us to see and appreciate what is holy and what lies right in front of us. Many say that her words and her poetry are now the psalms of our day. And her latest book, Redbird, it's a book of love poems. And one of the poems really parallels what Jesus is saying when he sees and says, what we receive, we cannot always see, but it is always present before us. The poem is entitled, Who Said This? Something whispered something that was not even a word. It was more like silence that was understandable. I was standing at the edge of the pond and noting that we call living, that nothing was in sight, and yet the voice entered me. My body, life, with so much happiness. And there was nothing there. There was nothing that I could see. But I felt the water, I felt the sky, and I felt the grass. And this, to me, is the mystery. It's the mystery that we walk through every day, and often forget to notice. What Jesus asked the disciples was to enter the mystery of the unknown, to rely solely upon the promise of the Holy Spirit, that we might truly live and act and move from that spirit of truth. Even though I will not go away, I will always be with you. We cannot come to know that merciful, holy advocate if we do not fully live life and open our hearts to those people around us. We must awaken to the love. We must spread the love. And realize that that spirit consciousness moves through us in every way and every encounter of each day of our life. The Holy Spirit blows through us as fire and water and wind to remind us to stay connected and stay grounded in God's love. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you. I am with you. You are not abandoned. We are called to stand in this holy moment. Despite our stuttering words, our halting expressions, our insecurities, our disappointments, and our anxieties, we are called to move forward, to take heart, to learn by heart, to teach, to love, and to live wholeheartedly in the mystery of that limitless space, God's love. Amen.